The recent vote in Ireland to repeal its abortion ban is setting off calls for change in neighboring Northern Ireland, which still has strict abortion laws that date to Victorian times. It would be up to the UK government to push through abortion reforms in British-ruled Northern Ireland. A debate is set for Parliament tomorrow, as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Abortion rights protests have ramped up in Northern Ireland over the last week, like this demonstration in a Belfast courthouse plaza.
No more buses, trains, or flights. We demand abortion rights.
Northern Ireland is the only place in the UK where abortion is still prohibited, even in cases of rape and incest, or when a fetus is not expected to live. So hundreds of women travel to England to obtain the procedure in any given year, or risk prosecution by using illegal pills that induce a miscarriage. At this protest, Belfast activist Eleanor Crossy Malone and others swallow the abortion pills in a symbolic challenge of the law.
I've taken this in defiance of the extremely outdated medieval anti-choice laws that exist in Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland remains under a more than 150-year-old law that criminalizes abortion except in cases where the mother's life is threatened. Women in England and Wales were exempted from that in 1967. Now, the vote in the Republic of Ireland has emboldened abortion rights activists to fight to change the law here, too. It's also been a wake-up call for anti-abortion groups in the North. Bernadette Smith is director of Precious Life.
Obviously, that is causing shockwaves. We didn't expect the people of Ireland to vote in such large numbers to change the law. So that is concerning.
Smith says her group is organizing to fight any move in Parliament to change the law. Northern Ireland has been without a functioning regional government for a year and a half as parties struggle to share power. So now there's mounting pressure on the national government of Prime Minister Theresa May to decriminalize abortion in Northern Ireland. But the politics make it tricky. The socially conservative Democratic Unionist Party in Northern Ireland is against liberalizing abortion laws, and May's minority government is dependent on the support of DUP lawmakers in Parliament. On the other side, the Nationalist Party, Sinn Féin, favors liberalizing abortion laws. Party whip Carol Ní Chiolán says the issue only exposes women's lack of rights in the North.
We don't have the same rights as our relatives who live in another jurisdiction. That means that women in the North are going to face additional discrimination.
But Ní Chiolán, who supports a unified Ireland, says this is not a matter for Theresa May and the British Parliament.
We need Irish laws for Irish women. And that is the bottom line.
The Irish abortion referendum has people talking all over Northern Ireland. The city of Derry is along the border with Ireland. On a breezy afternoon near the River Foyle, an elderly couple, Norman and Evelyn Nesbitt from Enniskillen, find themselves with opposing views.
And I think that a woman has a right to see to the needs of her own body in certain circumstances. That's my opinion as a man. Now you can get my wife's opinion.
I have to think. Not only of the mother, but have to think they're killing a wee baby. They're killing a wee baby in the womb, you know.
And to her, she says, that's criminal. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Northern Ireland.